It's called the Cherokee Strip, a stretch of land in north-central Oklahoma, originally given to the Cherokee and later opened to settlement by the U.S. government. The story of that area and the land rush that resulted is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Arkansas City, Kansas was founded in 1870 and sits just a few miles from the Oklahoma border. At the time, the land on the other side of the line was referred to as Indian Territory.
The land that ran from the northeast corner of Oklahoma all the way to Colorado was the Cherokee Nation.
Heather Ferguson shares the story from the Cherokee Strip Land Rush Museum in Arkansas City.
Initially, the Cherokee were moved here on the Trail of Tears, and they were given this land to live on, and they did not use the land that was out this way because it was too far, and it was supposed to be an outlet to hunting.
The portion of land in what is today north-central Oklahoma was called the Cherokee Outlet, or Cherokee Strip. It was mostly rangeland, and the Cherokee were made an offer to lease it.
They were approached by the Cherokee Strip Livestock Association, which was housed here in Ark City, to lease the land for grazing because they were bringing cattle up the Chisholm Trail.
6 million acres were leased in 1883, but 7 years later, President Benjamin Harrison ordered that the lease be terminated and the government would open the land to settlement. The area to be open to pioneers was 226 miles long and 58 miles from north to south.
They opened it all up at noon on September the 16th of 1893, and there were 5 starting points across the northern border and 4 across the southern border of the outlet.
Soon people rushed to the edge of the Cherokee Strip. Many wanted to jump the gun and explore the area before they could officially stake a claim.
They wanted to go out and kind of look for the choice pieces of land because they were going to try to head to a certain area to get that, and the government just wanted it to be fair for everybody, so they brought in the cavalry to patrol the outlet.
The story of the rush to stake those claims is next time as we travel the countryside in Arkansas City, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.